Just where the son of a barren woman is non-existent, the development of his eye is not possible. Similar to the way of selflessness, the mind also has no inherent existence. Whoever enters the investigation to all phenomena, applying this logic of examining the object's own basis of designation and the thing designated to it as inherently one or separate, those people will know the two truths and will be amazed. Even though things exist and aren't deceiving in the parlance of a direct perception perceiving it from the view point of the absence of non-true existence, even the nirvana has been taught to see like an illusion. And you should understand that when we say something is lacking independent existence, it is not the case that that thing, originally it is something intrinsically existent, and then all of a sudden or randomly it turned out to have transformed as something non-intrinsically existent. But the reality is that right from the beginning of the very existence of that thing, the mode of existence is by way of dependence on something else, because that is dependent on something else and dependent on the designating mind. As such, we say that that thing lacks intrinsic or true existence. As such, it should be understood that when we understand the emptiness of something, it should not be understood as that you are kind of fabricating or imposing a quality, absence of intrinsicality, on that thing. Rather, it has to be something. It has to be understood that that thing is lacking the intrinsic mode since beginning this time, or it is lacking that mode of existence in the inherent mode right from the time of its birth or production. Explaining the facile way of appearing things like illusion, without identifying the measure of object of negation, by not finding the objects when analyzed by the logic, thinking that the analyzing mind is also similar to this, therefore the one knowing the non-existence itself should be totally non-existent. While having no ascertainment to this is or this is not, all hazy appearances of multifarious things are. Meditating at a subsequent practice nihilism, the destruction of dependent relation. Without sustaining the meditation on the essence of refutation of the object of negation, after sustaining the practice of not thinking on anything for a long time, appearance like a smoke or rainbow, which is delicate, thin and non-fearing, is also the meditation and is subsequent a practice of the mere negation of gross obstruction. Whosoever recognizes the union, being able to posit the absence of any kind of inherent existence and being able to posit a formless cause effect, has found the profound path. And this emptiness of intrinsicality is not something partial, something pervasive to selected things, but rather pervasive to everything, rather a universal concept of emptiness, which pervades to everything in the universe. Relying on what method things will appear like illusion. Therefore, while in meditative equipoise, and this concept of emptiness is not something that you cannot penetrate into. It is something that you can indeed discover and gain insight into. Therefore, while in meditative equipoise, when in meditation of emptiness, the absence of focus of sign grasping, which is like a space, comes to the point, arising from that, when one sees the object, automatically things will appear like an illusion in the subsequent stage. Likewise, after having induced definite ascertainment by an intense analytical meditation on the side of empty, things will appear like an illusion. Hence, there is no separate meditation on seeing things like an illusion. In short, having seen the generality of the object of negation as exaggerated by the ignorance within one's mind, one induces a thorough ascertainment discerning the faults, if such an inherent existence is there, because there should be neither many nor one, and not beyond this. And in
Hindi wala anuvad karta na uske saath mat bolo.
Through the power of earlier logics, that there is not even a fraction of inherent existence of the person on the side of empty, you train repeatedly thus. Then you allow the irrefutable conventional self to arise and should gain conviction in the suitability to accept a dependent relation in things lacking inherent existence. A favorable example is that even though an image is empty of face, but it arises by the conditions of face and mirror. Likewise, even though the person does not have inherent existence, it arises from action, delusions, etc., and thus an experience is acceptable. Remember these processes repeatedly, establishing selflessness of phenomena. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Then the meditation of selflessness of phenomena is actualized by applying the aforesaid logic, refuting through other logics that are not explained before. This has two parts, explaining the logic of dependent arising, and the process how this and the aforementioned logic establishes even the unconditioned as lacking true existence. Explaining the logic of dependent arising. Similarly, there is no fruit that is not produced through dependence, and no whole independent of its part. Hence, true existence is refuted by the reason that things are produced and designated by dependence, and by examining whether a thing is inherently same or separate from one on which it is dependent. The process how this and the aforementioned logic establishes even the unconditioned is lacking true existence. Similarly, by the logic analyzing one and the separate, examine the whole and the part of the unconditioned and see whether they are inherently one or separate. This also will easily establish the lack of inherent existence. The presentation of the conventional and the ultimate truth. The two truths are classified as classified just on the basis of object of knowledge. The true truths are of same entity but classified in terms of aspects. The etymology of conventional truth. Things like form, etc., are seen as merely conventional by those persons that have eliminated ignorance. Things are called conventional truth as they are true in the face of true grasping of a person having true grasping. The conventional truth is not perceived by the true grasping. Being a conventional truth is not presented merely because it is true in the face of true grasping. In the face of those persons that have eliminated true grasping, you cannot present a truth which is only conventional, but you present conventional truth in their face. Explaining the ultimate truth. It is ultimate as it is an object as well as sublime. It is called truth as it is infallible. The actual meaning of ultimate truth. An object referring towards which a valid cognition consciousness, cognized knowledge of knowledge becomes a valid consciousness, and one that is found by it is the definition of an ultimate truth, but there is no object which stands analysis. Although everything that exists are presented as existent in terms of name, but it does not mean that whatever is presented by name has an existence. In this system, true cessation is accepted as a state gone beyond suffering, nirvana, and ultimate truth, but its existence is through the power of terms.